Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary with the Genesis GV80 at Genesis of Round Rock. You'll discover bold design, advanced technology, and refined power. And this month at Genesis of Round Rock, enjoy ultra-low APR financing, just 0.49% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 GV80 models. You heard that right, 0.49%. Get out there and see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm Ed Plummets on this Thursday afternoon. Jeff will be back on Monday on vacation, joined by our friends Kyle Owen and Trey Campbell. Kyle, of course, and Trey are both producers here on 102.7 ESPN, and they're guys that are they're in the bullpen for us, and glad they are also. Kyle is our producer of the Saturday show on KLBJ, the 15th Club Golf Show, 5 to 6 from Dirty Martins, and then the End Zone Club Show, 6 to 7. We should have a great show Saturday with the British Open in full stead. We're trying to make connection right now with my friend Nick Pateman, who's the Englishman living in Austin now, the director of golf at Butler Pitch and Putt. We're zooming in with Nicky Pateman today again. At the British Open today, play is over because it's 11 o'clock there, 6 hour difference. Mm-hmm. Jackson Suber, the former Ole Miss golfer, has a lead. First ever round at a British Open. Shot a 5 under par, 65. He's a leader. With us now, via Zoom, is my great friend Nick Pateman, who is the director of golf at Butler Pitch and Putt. He's more than that. Nick Pateman is one of the finest amateur golfers. Do you have your amateur status now? Or are you still a pro?
No, I've been a pro since 2009. Less of a playing pro and more of a talking pro or teaching pro, if you want. But
see, I thought you were still did some amateur stuff, but you know. But the bottom line is
I might have half a chance of winning something if I was an amateur again, Ed. But I'm holding on to the pro status for now.
Well, as I told our listeners earlier, you're one of the top teachers, instructors in all of Austin. Every time I go to Butler Pitch and Putt, I go there every Tuesday or Wednesday with our mutual friend Gilbert Toulbonnier of Gilbert's Gazelles and my cousin David, and you always are teaching. What do you love about teaching? Because you do great work. What's the number one thing you like about teaching people golf? You teach young people, you teach old people. What's the thing you love the most, Nick?
I'm pretty blessed to be at Butler, where it's a great introduction to golf, and it's also it's not intimidating. So, you know, in the last week, I've taught someone that was 3 years old and 73 years old. So it really is a full circle place where you can teach the basics, but you can also help someone out that's been playing a long time, maybe is not as mobile as they used to be, and they find a course that's actually within their means of physicality nowadays. So lucky to teach all ranges, but very much honing in on building the next generation of golfer. It's a great place to learn as a beginner, that's for sure.
And it's a great place to go as a golfer, too. And one of your students, our dear friend Gilbert Toulbonnier, we know him, Austin. He's been on the President's Commission on Physical Fitness, the Governor's Commission. He has the Gilbert's Gazelles and has a charity for water in his native country, Burundi. He's been playing about 2.5 years with my cousin David, best friends. And lo and behold, it was raining, I guess, Tuesday morning, and Gilbert's out there, and he had his second hole in one. It's an amazing thing to see my friend Gilbert, who's a premier runner in the country, ran at Abilene Christian, and to develop this love for golf. It's pretty amazing to see what he has done at Butler. Now he goes and plays 18-hole golf courses, too.
Yeah, he's an inspiration to certainly myself and a lot of others around the city of Austin. He's got a really inspiring story, and I was blessed for you to introduce me to him 18 months, yeah. 2 years ago. Him and David have been helping David out a while now, but Gilbert, being a professional athlete, really, really took to it, found his own way, and he's a butler more than I am now, in all honesty. But seeing him out there in the rain yesterday, we had our Wednesday morning social out there. Four brave souls went out and played nine, and Gilbert went out, and we watched him play the first couple holes, and Seth and I were standing there in the courtyard and watched him put one in the hole on number two. So he's only got seven more to go.
Seven more to go. Let's talk about the British Open. You played amateur golf and then, I guess, professional golf in England for many, many years. And you're familiar with Birkdale. You're familiar with many of the pros that are playing from England. Andy Sullivan, Matt Wallace. Who else do you know that's in the field? I know you and Matt are still friends. What are some other guys in the field this weekend?
Well, you say I'm familiar with the course. They've changed it quite a bit since I played it last. Even since Spieth won it back in 2017, they've tweaked a few holes here and there and added dog legs, taken dog legs out. So it's a little different from what I've seen previous and when I walked around the course in the past. But Dan Brown is sat right at the top up there. I don't know him personally. He's a little younger than me. He's from the north of England up in Yorkshire, but he's a heck of a player. Jordan Smith is another one. And there's Matt Southgate. The last time I won my the equivalent of a state amateur, I won it a couple times back in the UK in North London. All of our state champions, if you will, we're called county champions. We all congregate at Woodall Spa, which is the home of England Golf, and we play for something called the Gold Medal, who is your county champion of champions. And Matt Southgate was the guy that had my number that day. So don't sleep on that guy, and especially Matt Fitzpatrick's younger brother.
Alex.
Alex and McIntyre are the two guys that I think might surprise a few people this week. They're gritty. They're not scared of the big stage, and they know how to get it around a Lynx golf course. But there's a few St. George's crosses up at the top end of that leaderboard there, which is nice to see.
Very competitive in youth golf in Great Britain. How competitive is it?
It's always been competitive. I was really lucky, or unlucky, if you will, to be growing up in a certain generation where Matt Wallace was someone that we didn't really talk about. It was Rory McIlroy, Ollie Fisher, Fitzpatrick, Fleetwood, Hatton. I mean, Willett. It goes on and on and on. These are the guys that we had to try and beat week in, week out in the amateur game. So I was lucky to be around that group, but unlucky because I didn't quite have the game that those guys had. But it is always super competitive. They do a really good job of taking kids in at club level and showing them the golfing curriculum of learning how to get it in the hole, learning how to play from further distances. You know, a lot of us grow up on short courses like Butler and graduate to the forward tees on a full length course. And then we slowly go from club to county to country. That was always drummed into us. You play for your club first. If you're called up to your county, you go to them. If you're lucky enough to play for your country, that's who you go and play for. There's always a step up. And we played very regularly against, you know, club-to-club competitions, which is something I think we lack in the US. It's something that I'd like to get going in Austin at some point, where clubs play clubs in a home and away format, almost in a league. I think it would really help with building the next generation and help keep competition high in this town.
Nick Pateman is with us. He's director of golf at Butler Pitch and Putt. He knows English golf. He knows Birkdale. He played there at least one time. Weird to watch Birkdale today because, as I've said on the radio, I drive by Hancock every day. I haven't been to your course this week, but I'm sure it's green as green can be. And Birkdale today is brown. It's wild. But that's just the rub of the green, because do they still not have sprinkler systems in the fairway at many of the great courses in Great Britain?
No, they don't. They rely on the good man upstairs for rain over there. We're not short on rainy days in the UK, so we don't need sprinklers on fairways that often. A lot of these championship courses still have irrigation over the entire property, but what you'll notice is the greens are green. They have to keep those irrigated. The fairways you'll see in the low areas where the water gathers, you'll see some green spots, but on the hilltops, brown and firm. And so Lynx Golf can really be a bit of a lottery from tee to green. You've got to have such a good strategy. You talk to Mr. Faldo about playing a Lynx course. It's all about threading the ball. It's about hitting a tee shot that doesn't reach those bunkers or clears the bunkers. Don't mess around with the bunkers on a Lynx course because you're hitting out sideways more often than not. So you've got to have a good strategy, but you can get good breaks, bad breaks, and then you just have to be patient and you have to be good around the greens. You've got to have more than one shot. You've got to be able to play it high, low, spinning, running, and you've got to be able to putt like all champions must. But it's the way that we built the game 700 years ago, and it's always nice to come back and see these guys work their way around these old courses.
The leaderboard right now, Jackson Suber, the Ole Miss player, is at 5. Then comes Sungjae Im of the good Korea, Dan Brown of England, Thomas Dietrich of Belgium, Bobby McIntyre of Scotland, and a whole host, Francesco Molinari of Italy, Bryson DeChambeau. When the dust settles, and it could be dusty on Sunday, who do you like to win this British Open, as you call it, the Open Championship from Royal Birkdale on Sunday?
Well, I think you're right with the dusty. You know, they've got 20 to 23 degrees Celsius, which is, you know, that's mid-70s for us over here. That is, that's pretty fair weather over there. We would call it unseasonably hot, but they're not getting any rain. They will get some wind. They'll get some 20-mile-an-hour gusts, but it's pretty flat over there. The highest risk right now is their pollen count, apparently. So they've picked the right week for it, but again, I'm looking at McIntyre, who's made a great start. I mean, Scotty's right there. I mean, our Longhorn Pearson sat in there, and he's got a hell of a game. So I'd love to see a Longhorn finish up there again. But yeah, it's going to come down to whoever's patient, doesn't lose their mind. I'd love John Rahm, but you know, if he can keep the calm between his ears, then I wouldn't be surprised to see him pick it up either.
Well, your course, Butler Pitch and Putt, you know, Scotty's played there, Pearson's played there. Tommy Morrison held a golf tournament out there I was at a few months ago, and of course Tommy Morrison got second on the Korn Ferry. So it's a gathering point for some great Longhorn golfers and the people of Austin. Now tell our listeners what special things you have going on at Butler where people can walk up, put the money down, enjoy Butler Pitch and Putt, and then enjoy a great burger afterwards. What are some of the things you've got going on this summer?
Well, you'd be hard pressed to find Butler in better condition than it's ever been right now. This rain that we've been having and the heat has really got things green out there. And credit to my maintenance staff, who have really put in the effort this year with the green maintenance and laying new grass around the collars. It's pretty shaggy in places. It's got a touch of Oakmont around some of the collars there. But we have a couple big events coming up. We've got the Swing Easy, which is our younger brother of the Firecracker. The two qualifiers coming up are on Sunday the 2nd of August and Sunday the 9th of August. There's an 8 a.m. qualifier and an 11:30 a.m. qualifier. There's 144 places that can be signed up for. I think 130 are taken up already. So if anyone wants to enter that, it's open to guys, girls, pros, amateurs, anyone that can play a pitch and putt and make a birdie. So, Ed, I'd like to see you out there.
I'd love to do that. What do you think the score is going to be to qualify for the big tournament? What's going to be?
Anywhere between, I mean, we've had level par playoffs. What you've got to do is you've got to get in the top eight of your qualifier out of 36 players. So 32 end up advancing and go into a match play knockout over the coming weeks and months afterwards. So it's qualifiers that moves into a bracket, a little bit like the World Cup that we're watching right now.
Fantastic, yeah.
Level par is a good score. Under par is going to get you in.
Nikki, thank you for the visit. We really appreciate it. Best to the family. And again, if you've not been to Butler Pitch and Putt, it's not the same Butler Pitch and Putt I knew 37 years ago. Very nice family ran it, but the tee boxes were not very good. The greens were not very good. Now you've got the artificial surface on the tee boxes. And I contend the greens, I will say this, are better than some of Austin's leading country clubs. They're that good right now at Butler Pitch and Putt.
I would agree. We continue to do our maintenance. Our maintenance plan gets a little tighter and a little more intense each year. But yeah, I'm really impressed with the way they are, and that's credit to Osmel and Mark and my supporting team that have really put in the sweat equity this year. So I appreciate the review.
Nick, thanks for the visit and enjoy the Open this week, and I want a Longhorn to win, but it would be fun to see an Englishman win the Open once again. Thank you for the visit. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. All the best.
All right, thanks. Nick Bateman, Director of Golf at Butler Pitch and Putt. His comments on Burke Dale. He played it as an amateur and has played all over Great Britain and knows a lot of the players playing this week from Great Britain. We're going to take a break. After this break, the golf theme continues because today on Netflix, Will Ferrell's new series, The Hawk, is premiering. I think you can catch it now. It's on now. I'm going to watch it tonight. Ironically, this is called The Hawk. He's an older golfer. There's another series on Netflix. Is it on Netflix? Is Sticks on Netflix or they're on a different? No, they're on a different platform. But there's a show called Sticks starring Owen Wilson. And ironically, Owen's little brother, Luke, is in The Hawk with Will Ferrell. We're going to talk about Will Ferrell. He had a less-than-sterling deal this week with Luke Wilson and another co-star from The Hawk at the All-Star Game. I'll just say it fell flatter than a pancake, their comedy routine. We'll talk about Will Ferrell, talk about his movies, and your thoughts on Will Ferrell. Coming up next here on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
Friends for, 35 years, my friends at Plains Capital Bank, they have done it right. Plains Capital has been dedicated to strengthening our communities, our families, local economic growth, and enhancing educational opportunities. They are proud sponsors of our local schools and especially our local sports team in the Austin area and UT Athletics. And they offer real partnership. Someone who knows your playbook, helps you adjust your strategy, and celebrates your wins right alongside you. That is truly relationship banking for businesses and individuals with my friend Paul Hollybeck and Plains Capital Bank. I played in a tournament at Butler Pitch and Putt for the Hannon Fields Golf Society with some of the staff of Plains Capital, and we have a great time, and they give and give and give to so many of Austin's charities. When you deal with Plains Capital Bank, it's personal and it's local, and it's built for Austin businesses and individuals who want more than just a bank. They want a teammate, and you will get great teammates at Plains Capital. Visit a Plains Capital location near you or online at plainscapital.com. That's plainscapital.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan. And if you're anything like me, you grew up playing sports and maybe you have foot or ankle injuries that you never let heal, I can't recommend Align Foot and Ankle Clinic enough. The clinic is under the direction of Dr. Ho Ellsworth, who is redefining foot and ankle care.
When you're dealing with chronic conditions, after a while, your body ignores it or walls off the issue. But with regenerative therapy, you're allowing your body to try to go in and heal that area, whether it's through laser therapy, shockwave therapy. These are all really cutting-edge tools tools that allow professionals to return to the demands of their jobs.
Trust me, folks, you don't have to be a professional athlete to get this kind of care when you go to Align Foot and Ankle.
We talk about regenerative therapy. People see dollar signs. But Align Foot and Ankle, we offer and afford people the opportunity to resume their active lifestyles.
Get with Dr. Ho Ellsworth today, 512-882-4911. That's 512-882-4911. Or simply go to AlignFootClinic.com. That's AlignFootClinic.com. Align Foot and Ankle.
Palacio's $10 lunch specials Monday through Friday, noon to 3. Burgers, VLTs, steak, and more. Served in 15 minutes, or it's free. Guaranteed. And when the clock hits 5, it's the famous Palacio Happy Hour. $5 beers, drinks, and appetizers all the way until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Fast lunch, cold drinks, and the hottest view in town. It's all at the number one gentleman's club in all of
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Muchas gracias. Thanks so very much. I'm Ed Clements. Jeff will be back on Monday with us today. My buddies Kyle Owen and Trey Campbell helping me out this afternoon here on 102.7 ESPN. Again, thanks to Nikki Pateman, Butler Pitch and Putt. I encourage you to go out there. It's affordable and it's fun and good place to take kids out to learn how to play golf. They've got a big putting green. Even if you don't want to play, you go out there and putt for free. And they've got the Gimme Burger out there, which is a dynamic burger, really good burger. They start, I guess, like 5 in the afternoon. So just a fun place to go, and it's right off downtown, off Lamar and Barton Springs Road. Okay, British Open. Scottie Scheffler shot -2 today, but he's not the low Longhorn. The low Longhorn was Pearson Coody, the former Longhorn from the Metroplex. Pearson, even though he bogeyed number 18 today, is -3. His grandfather won the 1971 Masters, and his grandfather's Charlie Coody played at TCU, was a football player for Stanford High School, an all-state quarterback. He'd only played in one British Open, and ironically, that was in 71 at Birkdale. Jackson Suber is the leader. He shot a 65. He is from Ole Miss, native of Florida, but played at Ole Miss. First ever round at the British Open, and he shoots 5 under par. Alex Fitzpatrick is a low Fitzpatrick brother, so he bested his brother, but some big names are still very, very much in the hunt. There are a couple of names maybe in a little trouble. They got to make a move tomorrow to make the cut, and among them is Rory McIlroy, also Jordan Spieth. They need they're currently plus, they're at plus 3 in 106th place, so very tough sledding for Rory today. A lot of pressure on that guy. He didn't putt well today at all. And Jordan Spieth is, God, I don't know what's going on with Jordan Spieth. He's just being Jordan Spieth. Boy, I think the whole state of Texas wants him to play well. Really, really do. Also, Johnny Kiefer, who grew up in San Antonio, played at Baylor, had a nice round today. He's under par. Johnny's coach is Brian Gathright of San Antonio, a friend of the show. So that's great for Johnny Kiefer, the former Baylor Bear. Keeping the subject of golf tonight and today on Netflix, the new Will Ferrell series called The Hawk is premiering. I think they did this series because of the success of Stick. Did you find out what platform is Stick on?
Apple TV.
Apple TV, and it's really good.
It is, and really, really good.
With Owen Wilson, it is really good. And it's good because it looks like they really play golf. The kid, the kid in the Stick has a great swing. Owen Wilson is a golfer. And ironically, his brother Luke, who's going to be on our show Saturday, the 15th Club. Luke's going to call. Luke will be on the show Saturday on the 15th Club, 5 o'clock on KLBJ. Luke is in this Will Ferrell series called The Hawk, about another aging golfer. And it looks like it's going to be fun. But you know what? I don't know about Will Ferrell these days. Trey, I just got to say that. I like a lot of the Will Ferrell things he has done, but when he's good, he's really, really good, and it seems like when he tries too hard, it's not funny.
Yeah, the show, The Hawk, is getting horrible reviews.
Is it really?
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 17%.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Will Ferrell, he's made oodles of money.
Yeah.
It might be time to just kind of go buy an island and
I don't know.
Maybe hang it up.
This guy has been in some great movies. I listed my favorite Will Ferrell movies. Old School. Loved it. Loved Old School with Luke Wilson. Anchorman, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, that's probably the best one.
Classic.
Out on Talladega Nights is pretty good.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
That's in the Mount Rushmore.
That is a wonderful movie. And another movie I thought was great was Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Step Brothers was great with John C. Reilly and Mary Steenburgen.
Yeah.
And that great character actor. Oh, my God, was that funny.
One movie that Will Ferrell was in that I think is very underrated was The Other Guys with him and Mark Wahlberg. I think that one's one of the best.
I never got into that. I tried starting to watch it, and I flipped it off. Two others were on my list, fellas. Semi-pro, the basketball.
That one's great. Mm-hmm.
Jackie, what was
his
name?
Jackie Moon.
Jackie Moon.
Yeah.
The Tropic Thunder. That was so good. And then Elf. I think a lot of people love the Christmas show Elf. But you've got some examples, Trey. What you pulled off some of these. Tell us what we're going to listen to.
So the first one is the seminal scene from Talladega Nights. It's when they're doing Grace at dinner with the kids. Hold on.
Okay.
Get this over right quick.
You got to get it over. He's going to flip it over. This is a
Dear Lord, baby Jesus.
There we go.
Or as our brothers to the south call you, Jesus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell. I just want to say thank you for my family, my two beautiful, beautiful, handsome, striking sons, Walker and Texas Ranger, or TR, as we call them. And, of course, my red-hot smoking wife, Carly, who's a stone-cold fox, who, if you were to rate her ass on 100, it would easily be a 94.
Mm.
Also want to thank you for my best friend and teammate, Cal Naughton Jr., who's got my back no matter what.
Shake and bake.
I think that the quote where he talks about his wife's posterior was pretty funny.
And see, I like the part when his wife's father's there and the kids, I'll whip your ass, Chip.
I'll
come like you like spider monkey, Chip. I'll throw your World War II missiles over the bridge. So that was good. But again, it was great like the first hour. And then at the end with what's the guy's name who played the Sacha Baron Cohen. It kind of petered out at the end.
That's what a lot of people say about that movie. Like it's the beginning is the highs of Ricky Bobby, and then you see the lows. And a lot of people didn't like the lows of Ricky Bobby.
What else you have with cuts there?
So this one is from Old School when they're trying to persuade him to drink. But he doesn't want to drink because he has a big day tomorrow. So this is from Old School.
Got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? I'm doing what?
Well, actually, pretty nice little Saturday. We're gonna go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring, stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath and Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
I feel like a lot of people can relate with that clip as they get older.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But then he takes that from the keg. Oh, it tastes so good.
Yeah, it feels so good when it hits my lips. Yeah.
It feels so good. Frank the Tank. And what do? They listen to Snoop. Snoop Dogg is at the party.
Yeah.
And then, let's go streaking.
My favorite's when he's on the car and he's like, do you think KFC is still open? That was great.
You have any others? Is that the only one?
This is the last one. This one's my favorite of the three. This is from The Other Guys with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
Got a big day tomorrow.
Oh, wait, wrong one.
Oh, that's the wrong one, but that's okay.
Here we go.
If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean. You could eat shit and freak you. And then I'd bang your tuna girlfriend.
Okay, first off, a lion swimming in the ocean? Lions in the oceans don't like water. If you'd placed it near a river or some sort of fresh water source, that makes sense. But you find yourself in the ocean, 20-foot waves, I'm assuming it's off the coast of South Africa, coming up against a full-grown 800-pound tuna with his 20 or 30 friends, you lose that battle. You lose that battle 9 times out of 10. And guess what? You've wandered into our school of tuna, and we now have a taste of lion. We've talked to ourselves. We've communicated and said, you know what? Lion tastes good. Let's go get some more lion. We've developed a system to establish a beachhead and aggressively hunt you and your family. And we will corner your pride, your children, your
offspring.
How are
you going to do that?
We will construct a series of breathing apparatus with kelp. We will be able to trap certain amounts of oxygen. It's not going to be days at a time, but hour 45, no problem. That will give us enough time to figure out where you live, go back to the sea, get more oxygen, and then stalk you. You just lost your own game. You're outgunned and outmanned.
Thank you for getting those. I need to watch that movie.
That one's really good. It's really underrated.
I think Old School still holds up. I would watch it. I think Anchorman still holds up.
I do, too.
I think Talladega Nights still holds up, even though the last 30 minutes are due. But the one that really still holds up is the Blanken Catalina Wine Festival.
Step Brothers. Catalina Wine Mixer.
Wine Mixer.
Find your inner dragon.
That's really good.
Find your inner dinosaur.
5:41. I just got a message from our friend Aaron Hogan. You can hear Aaron and Jack in the mornings. He said today is Will Ferrell's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Welcome to the bad reviews. Welcome. And I hate that. But I'm going to watch it tonight, and I kind of had a feeling it was going to be a little, I don't know. I'll talk about it tomorrow on the show. Yeah, but
Variety said it was lackluster.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope it's not like the Adam Sandler film, the Happy Madison sequel.
Happy Gilmore 2?
Happy Gilmore 2. Yeah. I didn't really like Happy Gilmore 2.
I thought it was fun. It just felt like a bunch of cameos.
Yeah, it was too many cameos.
It was just like a bunch of people having a good time.
That's kind
of
what Adam Sandler does now. He just does he just makes movies on vacation with his friends.
Well, look what Adam Sandler, he did the ceremony at Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey's wedding.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was the official.
Did he play the guitar and all that?
No, I don't think he did. Here comes Hanukkah. No, I just think in that Happy Gilmore 2, which I like Happy Gilmore 1.
I did too.
But I enjoyed seeing it because Jack Nicklaus was in it, Scottie Scheffler was in it, the pro golfers, and of course our frequent guest, Vern Lundquist on the 15th Club. Vern was in it, and Vern got a big kick out of being in it and everything. But it's nothing like the first one. Nothing like the first one at all.
Yeah, it just seemed kind of like a commercial for the PGA Tour a little bit.
It really did. That's true. But the first one was great. But Adam Sandler's terrific. I think, and I argue, Jeff, and I, when I bring up this movie, what was the one, Waterboy?
I love Waterboy.
Bobby Boucher.
I even liked The Longest Yard.
That was a good one, yeah.
The Longest Yard was good, fellas.
The original one's better.
Yes, and have you both seen the original?
I haven't seen the original.
Okay, this is a little deal. You got a new tray over the weekend. You and the lovely have to watch the original Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds and Eddie Albert.
For sure.
It is.
8 Crazy Nights.
I don't remember 8
Crazy. It's a great one. It's a Hanukkah movie.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Adam Sandler. It's really, really good.
But Bobby Boucher, mama say, Colonel Sanders, you're lying, Colonel Sanders. That's so funny. But Will Ferrell, happy birthday tonight. His new series, it could be only 1 year. Sounds like it may be just 1 year. The Hawk premieres on Netflix, and I think Styx is going to be on in just a few weeks again. Season 2 with Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson's brother. And again, Luke Wilson, I will not mention the bad reviews. When we have Luke on Saturday because he's a great guy. Great guy. So we'll talk about that. All right. We're going to take a break and conclude the show. A lot of things happened today in the world of sports, not only the British Open, but we're going to review some of the things. I'm going to hold off the top 10 all-time coaches of all time to tomorrow because that will stay, and you can just think about that. And we'll talk more Longhorn football tomorrow as well. We've got to take a break right now. After this break, more on 1027 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN. Check out the podcast page at 1027ESPN.com. Now back to the Jeff and Ed Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Ed Clements along with Kyle Owen and Trey Campbell. Jeff's going to be back on Monday to the show. The British Open still has concluded. Jackson Suber, the former Ole Miss golfer, shot a 5-under par 65. Scottie Scheffler is 3 shots back. Another Longhorn did better than Scottie Scheffler. Pearson Cootie is only two shots back. Pearson played on the national championship team a few years ago with his brother Parker and others. So Longhorns well represented. Another struggling day, over par for Jordan Spieth. So the play starts tomorrow morning, bright and early. I got up at right after 7 o'clock to watch Scottie Scheffler on the back nine. And then it was fun. Interesting golf course because it's brown. No rain over there for a couple of months. They are watering the greens to keep them live and keep them somewhat green. But it is a interesting golf course at Birkdale. Play begins early tomorrow. They'll have the cut tomorrow and then play Saturday and Sunday. I think the final round on Sunday is going to end at 2 o'clock right before the soccer championship, the World Cup between España and Argentina. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We also talked about other things. We just kind of finished the Will Ferrell discussion of the new his new series tonight. Also, we talked about LeBron James not revealing where he's going next. He says he's hadn't made a decision, which I think we all know. I say that.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I think he's going to be the gonna Golden State because he wants to live in California, proximity to L.A., Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Steve Kerr. I think that's where he's going to go. Also, Kyle, you had an interesting story today about a feud going on between a national broadcaster with a talk show on Fox Sports and a former Longhorn.
Yeah, Kevin Durant took to Instagram earlier today or last night and posted a graphic of a bunch of sportscasters and said one has to go. The list includes like Barkley, Shaq, Stephen A., Skip Bayless, and Colin Cowherd and a bunch of other people. And underneath it, he wrote, pack that lame Colin Cowherd up. He needs to go. And then underneath that, he said basketball would actually move forward if Nick Wright wasn't involved. Hold up. And I think this kind of stems from Cowherd back in after the playoffs, as soon as the Rockets got eliminated by the Lakers, Cowherd said, "KD's like buying a boat. The first day you have it and the first day you sell it are the two happiest days. It comes in, it's amazing, you're having great times, but there's maintenance. You're left disappointed and you got to get rid of it. And like you're like, yeah, that was a lot. It was a fun couple times a year, but not worth it."
Wow.
Ooh. I kind of get what he's talking about. I mean, Kevin Durant, when he was on his last year with the Suns, he started out great. But then after that, you know, he got injured, and the Rockets gave up a lot of their young core to get him. And he's been fine. I mean, he's had good
games. Until the playoffs.
Yeah, but then the playoffs happened, and the Rockets' lack of depth really came through because they don't have their starting point guard, Fred VanVleet.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, Kevin Durant, there was also rumors that he was had a burner account where he's talking bad about people on the Rockets organization.
I hate that because, you know, I didn't know Kevin Durant well. I was around him some when he was here for the 1 year he was here, but he's won two championships, is that right?
Yeah. I think he's won three.
Three championships?
Yeah. I think it's either two or three. But.
Yeah, but he's still, yeah, I still consider him a great player, but it's just depend who your supporting cast is. Trey, you could look good playing for Oklahoma City or the Spurs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just your supporting cast. I think there was so much on Kevin Durant last year for the Rockets, and I like the Rockets. I've always liked that organization. Big fan of Akeem and Clyde the Glide and those guys from the day, but something's just missing for the Houston Rockets. And he'll be there next year, of course, right?
Yeah, yes. He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Unless they trade him.
Yeah.
So Durant only does have two NBA championships, the back-to-back with 17 and 18, but he is the most decorated NBA or U.S. basketball player in men's history. So
he has
four Olympic gold medals.
Because he was on every gold medal team,
2012
right?
to 2024, yeah.
He was terrific here in Austin, but they never did. The 1 year, they didn't. I think they won maybe two games in the NCAA tournament. That was it, or maybe even one game. But that was a problem. That was a problem with Kevin. That's been the problem with all these guys. Look at all these guys that went through the 40 acres. Mo Bamba.
Yeah, he's on the Jazz now.
Jared Allen.
He's been good,
but my point is they never could go.
Jackson Hayes.
They never could get over the hump here in Austin. They never could. You know, the last Final Four team was the team with Brad Buckman and T.J. Ford and those guys when Rick Barnes was head coach. That's been an eon ago, the last time Texas went to the Final Four. That's why I'm really excited about Sean Miller's recruiting this year. He got Marcus, what's his name, son?
Yes, Marcus Spears' son.
Yeah, the number one recruit. I think it's going to be terrific and exciting. He's got the Lithuanian Lurch, the big boy of Akalakalits, and he's got another Lithuanian coming in. I think it's going to be a great basketball year for Texas because Sean Miller's a great coach. He was a great coach at Arizona, great coach at Xavier, and now he's going to be a great coach at Texas. But I just think it's on the upswing here with Longhorn basketball men's style.
Yeah, and women's too. Their future and hoops is very bright.
Well, the women are really good with Vic Schaefer. We talked about Vic Schaefer earlier today. So also we discussed this controversy. I don't know if it's a controversy. Kyle brought in his Texas Football magazine. Mm-hmm. On the cover, it's all about Texas Tech.
Yep.
Joey McGuire, big picture at the top. But then there's Kobe Holcutt, the AD. And
Cody Campbell,
the big booster, the money man, chairman of the Board of Regents. And I've never remembered. I don't think I've ever heard of an AD being on the cover. I don't think the Lost ever was,
or a money guy.
No, definitely a money guy. Usually the money guys are in the shadows.
Yeah,
you don't know, and I know who the big money guy is. And at UT, I'm not going to mention his name. He's a friend of mine. But he is the biggest donor to UT Sports. Great guy. I'm not going to mention his name because he likes to be in the shadows. He doesn't want that publicity. He doesn't desire that, unlike Cody Campbell. Also coming out today from The Athletic, the sports section of the New York Times. I don't know if New York Times is a bad word to a lot of people. The sports section is the best.
The Athletic, yeah.
The Athletic. Cody Campbell donated almost $275,000 to Ken Paxton's campaign back in June. It was during the Brendan Sorsby saga attack when they were trying to get the good reeling to keep him. Cody Campbell gave Ken Paxton $275,000. The very next day, Ken Paxton wrote the red hot letter to the Big 12, says, if you mess with Tech, we are going to get the Big 12. And that, to me, is disgusting. Not, you know, Cody Campbell has every right to donate to anybody he wants to. But to donate that money, and the very next day, a guy running for the U.S. Senate writes a letter, you know, condemning the Big 12, saying, we're going to get you, don't mess with Tech. That just, to me, is so unseemly.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a picture of how government really works. Very shady. We all can go vote. Everybody should go vote. But if you really want to peddle your influence, you give these candidates huge bucks.
Yep.
And in this case, he gave him $275,000, which is small change to Cody Campbell. Let's be honest. But still, so unseemly. And so wrong of Ken Paxton to act like a lapdog and say, ruff, ruff, whatever you want, Cody, whatever you want. You want a letter? We put it to the Big 12. We're going to say we're going to get you. Unseemly. And I know we pick on Tech a lot, and I hate to do that because I like a lot of the Tech folks. I do. My dear friend Spike Dykes was there many, many years. Sonny Dykes played baseball there. My dear friend Ken Hance was a former chancellor. Joe Hornaday, the former SID. A lot of good people there, but this kind of turns the old stomach when you see something like this. I hope your stomach is not turned tonight. Have a good night, everybody. Trey Elliott is coming up next to talk about food, talk about sports, talk about life. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Trey. We'll see you tomorrow at this same time on 102.7 ESPN. Jeff, again, will be back on Monday. We're going to talk about the World Cup tomorrow. Best coaches in the National Football League. We'll have the latest sports and the latest from the British Open tomorrow. 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.